B-Pod Studios.
Everybody online looking good.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
I hate Mondays.
I'm not crazy about them either.
I'm not a Monday guy.
I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
It's Monday Madness.
Let's put on a show.
Time for my favorite show.
It's showtime, folks.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, LBF.
Good morning, Bob Bronson.
Hey, good morning, Brian Bell.
Hi there, Bob.
So we should start the show.
What's up?
Right.
Say my name.
That's right.
Say it.
Say it. Say it with passion.
Oh, wow. We're starting off the week this way. Fun.
No, it's going to be fun. Hey, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was wet.
It was. They just showed Canton on Channel 5.
Yes.
Wow.
We
you
got
drenched.
And we have no gutters.
Because you don't have. Oh,
we're doing outside of our house over, so the gutters haven't come in. They're coming in Tuesday.
Right down.
Yeah. Boy. That was fun.
Yeah, I'll bet it was.
Yep.
So you just have a moat around the house?
I do. I feel very wealthy.
Very wealthy. Well, maybe Dave will carry you across the
maybe.
Moat.
Maybe. Well, no, he doesn't have that back strength.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
It is that kind of week. Okay, good. Anyway.
How was your weekend, Bob?
You know, they always say. For boat owners, the two best days, right?
Yeah.
Or the day you buy it and the day you sell it.
So really?
So we ended up finally selling it. It was down in New Jersey. Yep. Been there for 2 years. And a friend of mine tipped me that he knew someone who knew someone who wanted a boat.
It's
bittersweet.
Is it a big boat?
No. It's a little 19, 20-foot Sea Ray.
Oh, okay.
It's a runabout. Yeah, it's just a runabout.
I want to get a pontoon boat. That's my jam.
Yeah. Can I tell you something now?
What?
I'll tell you a secret.
What's the secret?
Well, it's probably not a big secret, but there's a DJ in the Boston Market area with a massive boat.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a pontoon?
He docks it up and... I saw it this...
In New Hampshire?
No, in North Shore.
Oh, I think I know this person.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big boat.
Yeah.
And he flexes with it.
Does he?
So I think he had it down in Nantucket over the weekend.
No.
So you too can be a big DJ's boat radio DJ.
Really? Can I?
Yeah.
Not according to my bosses.
No. Well, you start small. You trade up.
Oh, I'm starting real small.
You start rinky
dink. A dinghy. Yeah. And then.
You know, there's a brand called Rinky Dink. Go for a rinky dink.
All right, I'll go for that.
Anyway.
Well, congratulations on your boat sale.
Well, I'm happy. Best day I've had in quite a while.
Good.
All right. Hey, we had a winner Friday night with our $1 million scramble. So we're going to do something that no other DJ can do, not even that guy with the boat.
What?
We can play the new scramble so you get a little tease of it, a little taste of it.
Really?
Here it is at 5:43. Here is the next $1 million scramble. Just before 8 o'clock, we're going to give you a chance to see if you can tell us the five titles. But here's a little sneak peek. Boom. I know, it's tough.
Well, it's tough. It's a tough one.
There you go. So that's a little tease, okay?
Nice. Like good job. Nothing. You should have a giant boat
you
in
know
Nantucket.
What? Start with the rinky.
You're that good, Bob.
I got to start over. I got to go rinky-dink just like you.
Okay. Stick with
happen.
Me, fella.
All right.
Be rinky-dink all the way.
All right. That's not a name anybody wants to be called. Rinky-dink. Okay. Mixture of clouds and high is 72 today. Here we go.
Start your day with the ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson. And LBF and Brian.
End your day with Jambo Joe and 90 minutes commercial free starting at 4:15.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
And a GoFundMe offering tips to a Starbucks barista in San Diego is gaining support, raising more than $81,000 so far. Barista Lennon Gutierrez gained support after a woman posted a photo shaming him on Facebook for not serving her coffee because she was not wearing a mask.
Okay, I'm telling you, I've got a scam.
Really? What's that?
Check this out. You just did that story about the Starbucks barista. He was yelled at by an irate woman who wouldn't wear a mask. Is that right?
Yeah.
His GoFundMe is $80,000.
Yeah.
How about that?
Right.
All right. So we should go to a public place somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Where maybe I'm helping an elderly person, maybe, you know, do something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shop for them and load up their car.
Yeah.
And I take my mask off because I'm heavy, and I want you to come yell at me. right? You're screaming at me.
That'd be a good plan, Bob, but you're saying it on the radio.
Oh, well, I mean, you know. I should have thought of that.
Yeah.
But anyway, but that would be a great, right? You're yelling at me.
Yeah, but you know what? You have to feel bad for the person.
Right. Well, wait a minute. Well, I'm helping an elderly lady put her groceries away.
Yeah, but no.
And then we go fund me. I'll split it with you.
Yeah, but you wouldn't make the money. You don't have the face for that.
You're right.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That's true. Oh,
yeah. No, you not just that don't. Guy. Like, you don't look like a guy. You look like you could handle it.
You don't look like a guy that would help someone.
All right. So anyway, drawing board. I'm yelling at you.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Brought to you by Allstate. Hey, if you're driving less, you could be saving more on car insurance. Save money with pay-per-mile insurance from Allstate. Call a local Allstate agent and get a quote. Okay, LBF, it's 620. What do you got? What's cool?
Okay, well, college was canceled. So if you were thinking about dating anybody, it's a bit of a problem. But one girl from Yale, she's smart there, has a solution.
Does she really?
Yes.
Well, Eli from Yale.
Who's Eli?
That's the Eli Yale was the...
He's the guy who founded it?
I think his name was Elihu Yale.
Oh.
There's a fun name.
I think he got a lot of
Hey, a lot of lightning in the area yesterday. More for today. I'll tell you what not to be doing during a lightning storm.
Thank you, Brian. And all those old electronics in your house. During this whole pandemic thing, you spent so much time at home, but what have you done with it? Have you done
anything? Nothing much.
Any projects?
No.
Like your basement and anything like that? Well, I got a good one for you. Could get you a little bit of cash.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So if you're like single and you're in college and you're looking for the love of your life, no problem. Mm. There's a new dating site called OKZoomer.
OKZoomer.
It matches singles based on personality only. No photos are included. Subscribers find out their matches on Saturday night and go on Zoom dates, which they call zooking up.
Zooking up.
Get it?
Wow.
Well, actually, I've been reading every Sunday. I read the Boston Globe magazine, and they have a matchup, like a blind date thing. Okay, dinner with Cupid. That's what they call it.
Yeah.
But now they Zoom with Cupid, and it works.
Huh.
These people are getting A pluses on their dates.
And they ask, will there be a second date?
Yes.
I remember
that. Right. I love it. I'm totally in love with that feature. So anyway, they're doing it, so it works. And this girl, Ilania Valdez, she started it. It already has 4,000 signups. So OKZoomer is going to be... Zoom date. It's so easy. You could just disconnect, mute, the whole bit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you want to do that on a date sometimes?
Wait, is just you two on a date? Or just those two?
You're
zooming.
Who's zooming who?
You're zooming who? What do you got? Can you move the camera down?
No? What's wrong with you?
You wouldn't do that,
would you? No,
you
wouldn't do that.
No, I didn't think so.
You animal.
There's
no pictures, so you have to, like, then
Your personality.
Yes.
And your voice.
But then you can zoom, and
then you zoom in and go, hey.
Pan down.
Mystery
date. Bob Bronson. Jeez.
It's a mystery
date. He's that guy on campus. Anywho, what do you got? Brian Bell?
Eli
who? All right, well, lightning.
What was his name?
Was it? I'm
sorry,
look it
Brian.
Up.
I know yesterday my dinner got trapped on the grill for a while because of the lightning.
Mm.
And I had to run out to get the stuff off.
Yeah.
Probably sooner than I should have. My kids were freaking out because the lightning was all over the place. And they actually say every year there's 300 people struck by lightning. 300. 30 killed.
Mm. Oh, ouch.
Okay.
In the USA?
In the US.
That's 10%,
right? They've taken this...
Yeah.
They've taken like the top things people have been doing in the past 13 years. Number one activity, don't be doing it, fishing. You kind of get trapped out in the middle of
Yeah, that's
you
not
know,
your
it's
fault.
It's tough. Yeah. You should check the weather.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah.
Beach, camping, those are up there.
Right.
Okay.
Farming.
Not happening to me.
Don't
not
go out
happening
do any
to me.
Farming.
Not happening to me.
Yeah. Riding a bicycle, motorcycle, ATV.
You are safe.
Yep. LBF is very safe.
You are,
it would be shocking, and I say it, pun intended.
Yeah, you did.
If
boating,
I got struck by lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Roofing. Don't do any roofing during a lightning storm. Yeah. Construction, soccer, yard work.
But number one,
I do none of those
number
things.
Number one, yeah,
you
you're
are,
safe.
Wow. Lightning doesn't
Hang
even know where
me.
To find you.
Nope.
Yeah. Wow.
So you'll be safe.
Yeah, we'll do that. Wow. Lightning wouldn't even know where to find you.
Yeah, and it says you should actually wait until you can't hear the thunder. Because if you can hear the thunder, you're in range. And a lot
of times,
the lightning is either before or after the storm, not when during the downpours.
It's like a mosquito.
Really?
Yeah. You can't hear them.
It hurts more, though.
Right. They only bite you when you can't hear them.
Right.
The ones you hear, you know, they don't bite. Fun fact, right?
Fun.
It's the ones you don't hear.
And I put fun in quotes.
Be careful.
Okay, if you're still holding on to those old CDs, VCRs, and flip phones, just keep them until they become collector's items. It's true. According to a new survey, the average American can get almost $200 for all the old electronics they have in their house they're not using anymore. Examples? Let's say your old computers, smartphones, tablets, video games. Value goes down about 26% per year, but you could get a couple hundred bucks for these kind of things.
Really? What about super old stuff like my Sony Pink Radio?
That might be where I'll buy it.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Yeah,
sell
that
awesome.
Right on Etsy.
Yeah. There you go. So that old stuff.
2XL.
What's that?
It was an 8-track game for kids.
I don't remember that.
Oh.
That sounds fun.
It's awesome.
All right. That's why Lightning can't find this girl.
Nope, I'm inside playing with my old electronics.
All right. Phil Collins, too funny.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
He's been struck by lightning. How many times is it now, Reg?
Six times.
In the head. That was from the movie what, The Great Outdoors.
Yeah.
John Candy.
That was just on.
Dan Aykroyd. Well, you do not want to be struck by lightning. You will never, ever be the same.
Well,
so LBF has some fun lightning facts.
They're not really that fun.
Let's see what you got.
I'll just tell you that.
It doesn't kill you.
A couple of things, just so you know. Yeah. When lightning strikes and then exits your body, it will leave you with deep wounds, often accompanied by third-degree burns. Your hair and clothing might singe or catch fire. Your clothes might even be shredded by the explosive force. If you happen to be wearing any metal objects, they could channel the electric current, superheating and searing your skin, knocks your shoes off, stuff like blood vessels burst.
And this is all if you live.
Yes. The heat might create something called a Lichtenberg figure on your skin. It's a pattern of scars that branches out across your body like the limbs of a tree, likely tracing the path the electricity took as it traveled through you. So that's quite a tattoo.
Wow.
Anyway, interesting things might happen. Like to your whole body, your cardiac issues, temporary or permanent paralysis. But sometimes it scrambles your internal circuitry, and this can happen. One time, an orthopedic surgeon was struck by lightning, and then he suddenly developed the urge to learn to play the piano. And then he began to compose music he had mysteriously started hearing in his head since the strike, and then after a few months, he abandoned his career as a surgeon and became a classical musician, and that type of phenomenon baffles scientists.
Wow. Yeah. So he just had it in him, right? And it just ended up taking over his whole life.
Yeah. So
he had to do it.
The cell death caused by being struck by lightning could cause a one-time flooding of the brain with neurotransmitters that are released from the dying neurons, and this causes a rewiring of neurons, providing access to areas of the brain that were previously inaccessible. Like when you watch like a cartoon and somebody gets bonked on the head, and then suddenly they're an opera singer.
Right.
And then they get bonked on the head again, and they go back to being their own person. Right?
Yeah.
I learned a lot from Looney Tunes.
I think it was the Three
Stooges. I'm a scientist.
Yes. Sounds more like Three Stooges.
Yeah.
That's okay. Anywho, so cautionary tales. Dirty Laundry.
Hey, who's Brad Pitt dating?
I don't know.
Brad Pitt. I watched A River Runs Through It this weekend. He is so handsome. Anyway, just an aside.
No, he was just struck by it.
All right, yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, my neurotransmitters
they're firing. You're
up.
All good.
Yeah,
firing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It is 6:43. Well, she's had all weekend to get the laundry. Here's LBF.
I've had a whole weekend.
Yeah. So you must have a lot in the bin.
I have some stuff. I have some stuff.
Yeah.
A couple of things about sort of a lot of people during this pandemic, they want things that remind them of their youth. They want to feel safe. And so Josh Gad is doing this Reunited Together thing.
Yes.
Where he brings the cast of a favorite movie together on Zoom and then has them reenact stuff.
We watched one last night.
And he's been really good at it. And the most recent one, he's getting some good stuff. The cast of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And so they got Matthew Broderick, Alan Ruck, Mia Sara, Jennifer Grey. They came together and they recreated, you know, chatted it up and then recreated scenes. And here's a scene from Ferris Bueller. It's and they recreated it. It was when they were going to get busted by, you'll recognize it. Here you go.
Okay, Ferris, can we just let it go, please?
Ferris, please. You've gone too far. We're going to get busted.
A, you can never go too far. B, if I'm going to get busted, it is not going to be by a guy like that.
That was when they were in the fancy restaurant and they were getting, he pretended he was Abe Froman, Sausage King in Chicago.
That's right.
It's funny, though. Fun. People do get.
So where do you find it? It's online?
It's YouTube? On YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's just people doing, and again, people doing interesting things. Jason Reitman, who's a director, he is bringing together a bunch of people at home and editing them together to recreate The Princess Bride.
Oh, classic.
So this is interesting. It's a homemade version, and it airs in short clips on that new, what do you call, channel? Quibi? Which is like all these shows that are only like 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
And I know I sound like a like an old person when I say, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
But I do. I mean, I understand it. Like, I just, I would sign up for it, but I cannot have a subscription to one more thing.
No.
It's outrageous.
Right?
You know in about a week I'm going to be getting it because.
You can watch mine if you want.
Oh, thanks so much. But this is kind of cool. The actors who recreated scenes from the home, Tiffany Haddish, Common, Joe Jonas, Sophie Turner, Neil Patrick Harris, Patton Oswalt, Jennifer Garner, Hugh Jackman, and like Jack Black was in one. And they each take a scene from Princess Bride and then smush it together by the fun editing process, and it becomes a little movie.
Okay.
So you can find that on Quibi if you're really excited about it. All right, sad news.
Yeah.
Marianne from Gilligan's Island has dementia. She's 81 years old. She's in an assisted living facility, and her manager recently went to court to stop a so-called fan from harassing her and trying to take advantage of her the situation. So there's a guy that's been like trying to visit her and take advantage of her, writing and calling, telling her he wants to marry her while extracting personal information from her, like her social security number.
Man.
People are horrible, and I feel really
Dawn
bad.
Wells. I spoke with Dawn once. She was so sweet. Does not disappoint.
Really?
Very much in character like Marianne. That's who she was.
I feel
very
bad
sweet
about that situation. Yes. Okay, and then finally, I'm just going to end with an upbeat song.
Oh, let's
song
do that.
Because Miley Cyrus.
A song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Miley Cyrus was part of the Global Citizen Unite for Our Future concert, which was over the weekend.
Right.
And it was
aired
on whatever channel you all have.
Quibi.
And
it was on Quibi.
I'm always not surprised at how extraordinarily talented she is. By the way, she's stopped drinking. She's she's totally sober, but and she says she's
still smoking.
She was
pot?
She said she was really afraid of not being fun anymore, but just being sober has really helped her. But here she is, speaking of help, singing the Beatles' Help, and I'm just always fascinated by her talent. Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I need your light. I've never done before. Help me.
She sped up or something?
No.
That sounds sped up.
Doesn't she have this really interesting
great voice?
Voice.
Yeah. Great voice. It just sounded sped up to me.
Well, she's young.
Yeah. She's in a hurry. She's
young. She moves faster. Boom, 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 boom. I gotta watch Quibi.
Time for a 2-minute show.
What? Sounded like it was at a 45 speed on a 33 record.
Okay, DJ Jazzy Jeff, I get it.
I kind of like that, DJ Jazzy Jeff. That's good. I would have used that. Wow, made my next job. Jazzy Jeff, the 640. All right, we're going to give you the unfair advantage of listening to the $1 Million Scramble before anybody else had a crack at it.
In sports, Cam Newton is coming to Foxborough. The former NFL MVP has agreed to a one-year contract with the Patriots. It's worth up to $7.5 million. And the NFL is slapping the Patriots with a $1.1 million penalty and taking a 2021 third-round draft pick as a result of the club's television crew filming the field and sideline during the December 8th game between the Bengals and the Browns.
I have Cam Newton's tweet.
Do you?
Yeah. This is going to be interesting with Cam Newton coming to town. I'm excited. I think it's going to be fun football.
I thought he played hockey.
Neely. Yeah, he did. Yeah, it was
okay.
Cam Neely.
Oh,
yeah,
all right. Close, is it a different
though.
Person?
Yeah.
All
yeah,
right,
Cam
gotcha,
Neely
gotcha.
Playing. Okay. It's Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
Yep. Like a fig.
Like a fig. Well,
like
he'll
fig.
Belong. We have a Newton.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good dresser.
Oh, he's flashy. He is flashy.
Okay.
Would you like to hear his tweet?
Sure.
First of all, he writes, like Brian, you mentioned it earlier, a very interesting
font.
It's a weird font.
Very strange.
It's hard to describe. It looks like it looks like it's Ukrainian. That's what it
looks like. Okay.
So I didn't know. We have a Ukrainian player.
Yeah.
He says, I'm excited as I don't know what right now. 2 exclamation points.
So he's a poet.
All praise to God.
Okay.
2 exclamation points. Dropping content tomorrow. So there you go. He's going to drop some content on us tomorrow.
Say that to Dave one day. You know, I'm going to drop some content tomorrow.
He'll be anxiously waiting
yes.
for that. I hope you're ready. And he's got a weird emoji of somebody sneezing. I don't get it, but that's okay. Is that a sneeze emoji?
I don't know.
Let's go, Pats. One love.
How come he was free to move about the country? Is he, like, not good anymore?
He was injured, and he ran its course.
So now why we hired him because?
He's motivated. He's working out. He's ready.
All right.
When he's good, he's good.
Okay.
He was the MVP of 2015. You should be excited.
2015?
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
I know.
What have you done for me lately, Cam Newton?
You want to drop some content?
I'm just saying. Yeah, I got some content.
Hang on to it, okay?
Don't drop the most music for your workday. Next, 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 480s. More variety at work. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, 7:15 and mixture of clouds and sun today. Maybe more rain possible. High 72. There were some spots yesterday. Got up to 5 inches. That's
yeah, Norwood.
Crazy. Norwood, 5 inches.
They had
inches.
To evacuate the hospital. Flooded cars, everything.
Did it really?
Yeah.
I mean, it just a quick onslaught just came down hard.
Well, I was in Canton. Yeah,
fast.
It was movie rain.
Yeah.
So.
What time?
5? It was around dinner time. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because we didn't get as much North Shore. It did rain, but not like that.
No, we got some good stuff.
Wow. Much needed, but, you know, smaller doses would
exactly,
be nice.
Exactly.
So a high of 72 today, 64 tonight. More scattered showers and thunderstorms again tonight and tomorrow. High tomorrow, just 68. It is 66 in Boston. So the news broke last night. Cam Newton is coming to the Pats for a one-year deal. Highly incentivized.
Highly incentivized. What does that mean?
That means we're going to give you a low base salary.
Oh.
But if you do certain things during the course of the season...
Oh.
You can make up to $7 million. The same deal you have.
Same deal.
Yeah, same deal you have. You're highly incentivized.
I'm not.
If you make enough passes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all right. Oh, so they, like, every game they say, oh, that you got more for that and that and that.
Well, at the end of the season.
Ah,
so you'd have, if you probably, what they, it's incentive laden. He makes
I'm a base
MVP.
Salary girl.
Yeah, you stick with the base. You have no incentive
if
whatsoever.
You start so many games.
Ah,
if you, you know,
I see.
Yeah,
okay. All right. Good for him.
So... It comes with kind of a mixture of emotions for folks. Some people are excited because he's a baller when he's good and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
We played him in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Right?
But we beat him.
We beat him.
So that's not good.
Well, yeah, that's not good. But
I'm just saying, you know, if I were a coach, I'd be like, well, we beat him. Why would we want him?
Yeah, but you can't. You know, it wasn't all on him. He had a pretty decent game, if I remember. But okay.
Oh, okay.
But he's been
hurt. That's a sell. He had a decent game.
Well, I don't remember.
And he's been hurt.
Somebody might be able to remember that.
It's like a wounded bird. Why would you come on?
Well, because he's motivated. He's hungry.
He's a motivated
bird. He's hungry and motivated.
I'm hungry.
And you're not motivated, but that's you got to be both. You just want someone to
break. Oh, that's what makes it
right. Right.
Hungry and motivated.
Yeah,
I'm just hungry.
You're hungry, and you want someone to bring you the dinner.
Right.
He's going to get the dinner. He's going to get dinner because he's hungry.
All right.
They showed him working out.
Yeah,
he's in good shape.
Is he?
Well, so he's motivated
and hungry.
Pissed and hungry.
He's pissed. Why is he pissed?
Because his team dumped him.
Oh.
Yeah. Now
you know, like, that's like when you get dumped by your boyfriend.
Now I got her.
And you're like, oh, yeah. It's like when you get dumped.
Yeah.
And then you're like, that's it. I'm going to the gym. I'm getting some abs. I'm going to look good. And then you hit the scene and you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Usually.
That's where he's at.
Wait.
Oh,
here's
boy.
The thing.
Now, here we go.
This is what happens. It's usually a year of crazy, though. And I feel like we got Cam Newton in his year of crazy. Because usually when somebody breaks up with you and you're feeling good and you're motivated and you're hungry, it's like the inmates out of the asylum.
No.
I think
here's
how it works,
though. He's in great shape now.
Yeah, because it's only a one-year deal.
Yeah.
So he has to perform if he wants
to do anything else.
Anyone else to sign him.
So think about that.
So it's like the rebound.
It's a rebound.
He has to have a decent relationship and like have some fun.
Well, think about that.
Right.
Right? So your rebound.
If anybody wants to date him again.
You got to be on your best behavior.
Yeah, well.
But he's a bit of a dandy. As they say.
Well, he
you know what that
nicely.
Means, right?
He gave up sex to be a better quarterback.
He comes up with some crazy outfits.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
he gave up sex to be a better quarterback?
Yeah. It was
not
it,
many.
Yeah.
Joe Namath didn't do that. No, sir.
Joe Namath.
No.
He has a lot of children, too. He has 7 kids.
7 Newtons.
Mm-hmm. That's like
that
whole
for
sleeve.
Dessert once. Yeah. So anyway, yeah. Let me have the whole sleeve. 7
well,
Newtons.
Good for him.
I think it's
rebounding
be fun.
With the Patriots.
It's
that's
be fun.
Not a bad place to land. With
yeah,
feeling
that's
a
what he
bit
said. He's
motivated
psyched.
And hungry.
Yeah,
I mean, a little nervous though. I think he's a little bit crazy. I think he's got a lot to prove
that
on that field.
That's going
to
be.
And
good.
I've been that girl.
Well, <you're working.
laughs> It was a fun year. Don't get me wrong.
No, I admit.
We'll settle down eventually.
Yeah, you know. Have a few. His arm will be rusty a little bit.
Yep.
But, you know, you just have to keep working it.
That's right.
That's it. Don't
Very
give
true.
Up. So we'll see how that goes.
You're disgusting.
You worked in Big Newton's boyfriend sex into a Cam Newton
Football by LBS.
Yeah. Have to make a observation about that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you mind?
No.
I got to make an observation about what we were talking about. Because it reminded me. So we were talking off air about what we did this weekend. So Saturday, we went out with some friends, and they made reservations for a restaurant, outdoor eating, seating, at 7.
Yes.
Right?
Sounds good.
Gather up. There's 6 of us. Max 6'd out, right? We get there. Absolutely closed. Nothing there.
Oh.
Not even a sign.
Did they call or do open
they
table?
They didn't call. So we had to, they called and made reservations, friends.
Okay, yeah.
You make the reservation, 7 o'clock, yep, 6 people, boom, boom. We get there and the place is shut down.
Really?
Not a sight of a human being. So
did
we
you break
were,
in?
Well, we thought about it. But here's the observation.
What is it?
Shouldn't they call us? Because if we made a reservation, right?
Yes.
And we didn't show. They call us.
Okay. So, do you know why they shut down?
No.
Okay.
No
so
idea.
Maybe it was like I got to close up shop and leave town. You were in New Jersey, right?
Yeah, we were in New Jersey.
All right. So, like
selling my little boat.
Yeah.
And I was going to buy dinner to celebrate.
Nice.
Hey.
So what did you guys end up doing?
Because. Went to another restaurant.
And was it outside? And all
it
that
was outside,
stuff?
But they had a septic issue.
Well, you are in Jersey. The whole state does.
Yeah, it just smells that way.
Maybe that's right. Maybe I forgot.
That's it. Sorry.
I forgot. I didn't order the salmon, I'll tell you that.
Nope, they probably should have called you, but I feel like I feel like right now, there's just everything's open to
Can you do me a favor later?
What?
Can you call them and find out what happened?
I will. I will.
You're good at that.
I will. I know, but I'll be
You're
nice
reporter.
About it.
Yeah, you'll be
an
nice.
Investigative report with LBF.
I bet you something awful happened.
I don't know.
Like they had to. Maybe they went out of business.
They owe me an explanation.
They owe you an explanation.
Well, don't you think?
Oh my God! No, I don't think they do. These are trying times. Everyone has to roll with it. I got your dinner. And you didn't have to pay for it.
Smelled like septic, though.
Whatever.
We'll start a GoFundMe for your dinner.
Yeah, exactly. Now, for Bob Bronson.
All right, let me do this real quick, guys.
Okay,
I'm going to do the million.
What?
Remember we talked about this in rehearsal?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this. Okay, right. Yep, gotcha, good. All right, why you need to be streaming another TV service, okay. And it'll cost you, but it might be worth it this time.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. I'm still mad the restaurant was closed.
Hungry.
All right. It's 7:45. Coming up in 10 minutes, your chance to qualify for that $1 million payday from our playlist. The million-dollar playlist, I should say. 10 minutes from now.
Okay. All right. So we have some Gilligan's Island news, Brad Pitt news. But first, a couple of things you should be watching.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Gad, you know, the snowman in Frozen.
Yeah.
He is doing this thing where he does this show on YouTube called Reunited Apart. And he gets the cast together from different classic movies. Like classic, not like, you know, Casablanca,
right.
80s, classic.
Right,
like,
yeah, you don't think?
And he really delivered this weekend with Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And they had Matthew Broderick, Alan Ruck, Mia Sara, Jennifer Grey all came together reenacting some scenes. And here's the one where he played Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago, and tried to get like a fancy meal when he was taking his day off.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Ferris, can we just let it go, please?
Ferris, please. You've gone too far. We're going to get busted.
A, you can never go too far. B, if I'm going to get busted, it is not going to be by a guy like that.
I feel like, because I listened to the original clip. Do you want to listen to the original
Yeah,
clip?
That was
because
that was rough.
Yeah, I feel like Matthew's bringing it. The rest of them, meh. Yeah.
Okay, Ferris, can we just let it go, please?
Ferris, please. You've gone too far. You're going to get busted.
A, you can never go too far. B, if I'm going to get busted, it is not going to be by a guy like that.
I feel like Mia Sara just mailed it in.
Yeah,
she played Sloan. Yeah. I wanted to be Sloan. I loved her jacket. I loved the fringe. I wanted my name to be Sloan. I wanted brown hair.
Sloan, you know what? Too bad. That'd be a great name for you.
Sloan. Oh.
Sloan Falcone.
Right?
You think of that?
I would have been a mystery writer or a spy. I would definitely be tall and thin.
Sloan, look at her. Here comes
Sloan Falcone. Yep. Is not like, you know.
Sloan Falcone.
Me.
Wow. That could be your alter ego.
Sloan, yeah.
How about that?
That's
rhymes
all right.
And everything.
Yes.
Sloan Falcone.
Like, right? Wouldn't you guys be so psyched if I was
I'd be
Sloan
impressed.
Falcone? Yeah,
honey,
I know.
It's Sloan Falcone. I got it.
She'd be like, you're not working with anybody named Sloan Falcone. She's too awesome.
Too hot.
And
too
she's
hot.
Like, her name's LBF. Perfect.
What's the
nothing extra to worry
no,
about
nothing.
There.
Nothing. What's the B stand for? Never mind.
Every day it's different, Bob.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so Jason Reitman, he is putting together another thing you should watch on Quibi.
Yeah.
This is a new streaming service for your phone or your... It's mostly on your phone.
It's on your phone, yeah.
It's like 10-minute bites of shows. Mm-hmm. And he is putting together this remake of The Princess Bride. Nice. But here's the deal. There are a bunch of different actors playing the same characters. Mm-hmm. Adam Sandler plays the character of the
Peter Falk, the grandfather.
The other people who, like, you know, Tiffany Haddish plays Buttercup at one point. And it's people at home filming themselves doing the lines from Princess Bride, and then Jason Reitman puts it all together.
And
it
starts
it's
out
fun.
With Fred Savage.
Yes.
We just watched the beginning.
Fred Savage was the original,
the kid.
OG kid.
Oh, yeah. Is Sloan Falcone in it?
Sloan Falcone's not in it.
No, she's not in it. Okay.
No, Sloan Falcone. My whole life would have been different. Thanks, Mom.
Okay.
All right. Sad news. Marianne from Gilligan's Island has dementia. She's in an assisted living facility. She's 81 years old. But the worst part is a so-called fan is harassing her and trying to take advantage of her. Her name's Dawn Wells, by the way, not Marianne.
Yeah, right.
And
we know her.
Yeah. He's been calling her and telling her he wants to marry her while extracting personal information from her, like social security number, and it's causing great mental angst. And Don's manager is getting a restraining order against him, and that's just the worst news.
You know what? It is. She's very sweet. She's
yeah,
Marianne.
You interviewed her, right?
Yeah, yeah. A phone interview. She had written a book a few years ago.
Yeah.
We talked. You know, there's two kinds of guys.
The Marianne and the Ginger.
That's it. And you can tell a lot about a
guy. So for the people who don't know this, this
yeah.
Gilligan's Island was a show.
Right.
Back in the 70s.
60s.
60s.
Yeah.
But, then was,
but it's on reruns.
Is it? It's on MeTV, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
you
it was
either
a three-hour
were a Marianne
tour.
Or a Ginger guy.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know, it's funny because you weren't like a, you know, the captain or a Gilligan person.
No.
Or even a professor person.
No.
There was nobody dateable on that island. Not
yeah.
one. Yeah.
The professor
undateable.
Had a game. He had
no,
game. Gilligan was, you know, Gilligan.
You know.
Yeah. You don't like a smart guy like that? The professor?
Professor?
He's so smart. Why couldn't he fix the boat?
Thank you.
He liked being on with you.
Exactly. And finally.
This is only shot.
Is Brad Pitt dating somebody who's 31 years old? No, Aaliyah Shawkat, she's
Arrested Development.
She's a cute girl. She's
hilarious.
Got freckles and very funny.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was rumor that she and Brad Pitt were dating. She says they're just friends. They met through director Spike Jones, and things just built from there. I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
But she says the way
their
she sees it.
Is built. Yeah.
People are bugging out because the match is unlikely. Because he's Brad Pitt, and she's regular looking. Like, you know, she's cute.
Well, how old is Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt's in his 50s.
Yeah, like 56,
By the
seven.
Way, if you haven't seen A River Runs Through It with Brad Pitt, must see. He is so handsome. A young Robert Redford, which, interestingly enough, was directed. That movie was directed by Robert Redford, so I feel like he did a good job.
Yeah.
Anyway, Aaliyah was, her friend said her friends were shocked. This is what she said.
You think Brad's a ginger guy or a Marianne guy?
I think he's everybody.
Okay,
I think he's a
yeah. All right.
She said,
"Here we go."
That you get too close to the prom king, and all of a sudden everyone's like, "Well, who the hell is this bee?"
Yeah.
That's what it's like to date Brad Pitt.
Well, you know who could date Brad Pitt?
Sloane Falcone.
Sloane Falcone.
Sloane Falcone could take Brad Pitt yeah. and teach him a few things.
Wow, that's great.
Oh my god!
I can't wait to meet Sloane Falcone.
Me too.
Okay. All right, stick around.
She's willowy.
Yeah, we got willowy.
Yeah, that's
good.
What she is.
She has to be quiet for a second because the song scrambles next, okay?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Close my eyes again.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yeah, brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player from Salem, Mass. It is Maureen. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning.
We were just in your neck of the woods Thursday night celebrating my 25th anniversary.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Well, you didn't get me anything, but
well, way to make it all about you, Bob.
Or my wife. No, I kid. No, we're up there in Pickering Wharf.
Right. You can get a wharf rat there.
You get a wharf rat there?
It's a drink.
Yeah. Oh.
Isn't it so
where
good?
Where were you when I needed it? Gee whiz.
Well, you should have married me, Bob.
Who can handle that jelly? No. Sloane Falcone, too much.
Too much.
For one man. All right. So, Maureen, tell us about yourself.
I live in Salem, Massachusetts. I have a dog named Evie, a husband named Andrew, and I'm the Dean of Students at Montserrat College of Art in Beverly.
Wow.
Cool.
Jeez. College of Art. I like it.
People are interesting when we let them talk.
Yeah. We got a smart one on the phone.
Yeah, all right. I'm excited.
All right, Maureen, you get all 10 of these right. We'll give you $1,000. That's how the game works. Don't forget. If you're not sure about one, just say pass. If there's time, we get back to it. Are you ready to play?
Sure.
Here we go.
When does the U.S. celebrate Independence Day?
July 4th.
What turns into a butterfly?
A caterpillar.
Who is playing Aretha Franklin in the new biopic?
Jennifer Hudson.
Who was just hired by the Patriots to be a quarterback?
Cam Newton.
What slogan did Nancy Reagan create for her drug awareness campaign?
Just say no.
What other name are killer whales known by?
Pass.
Who was the third president of the United States?
Thomas Jefferson.
What was the last name of John, Michael, and Wendy in Peter Pan?
Pass.
What's the capital of Alaska?
Anchorage. Juneau.
What phenomenon do seriologists study?
Serial killers.
What other name are killer whales known by?
Orca.
What was the last name of John, Michael, and Wendy in Peter Pan at the buzzer?
Miller.
Oh, darling.
You are awesome.
Wow. You almost got it, darling.
Yeah, you had one pass and one wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you did there.
Yeah. See it finally?
I just thought you were being creepy.
Yeah. Tell her the answer.
The last name of John, Michael, and Wendy and Peter Pan was Darling.
Darling.
And the phenomenon that seriologists study, good guess, but in fact it's crop circles.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a Monday
stumper. Yeah, it was a Monday stumper.
But you got 8 out of 10 correct.
Yeah, you have bragging rights, and you were like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, that's why she's the dean of students.
She is.
All right.
Good job, Maureen. All right, so look, we've got a 4-pack of tickets to Zoo New England for you. Get back to nature. Discover incredible wildlife at Franklin Park Zoo and Stone Zoo. Both zoos are now open. Advance tickets are required for all guests. And tickets are timed. That's cool. Reserve yours today at zoonewengland.org. Hey, Maureen, thank you for playing, okay?
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
All you right. too. Go and get yourself a wharf rat.
That's good.
Thanks.
Yeah. When you're up there pickering.
Yeah. I know. I get it.
Whatever. All right, fine. So if you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds, she got 8 out of 10. She was pretty smart.
On a Monday.
On a Monday. Here's all you got to do.
All you got to do is go to WROR.com, register there, and then you can take the quiz. It's multiple choice, and it's easy, and you can share with friends and practice.
I think a wharf rat should be on tomorrow's quiz. All right. Let's
should be.
Why not?
I should drink it while I give the quiz.
Oh, boy.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, LBF, it's 8:29. What do you got? What is cool?
You heard about OK Boomer, but what is OK Zoomer?
OK Zoomer.
It's not an insult.
That's good, because the other one is.
OK Boomer.
From a boomer.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Sloan Falcone.
All right.
All
that's
right.
Not an insult.
All right, I'll tell you what you shouldn't do in a lightning storm.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Okay, and I'm going to, because it's Monday, we have to have a little bit of fun. For my cool
finally,
I know. Ooh. It's been.
Right.
Why wait? I'm going to do a quiz.
Oh.
My own little rock and roll knowledge trivia question.
Really?
And, Brian, we have a T-shirt in the store we could probably give away.
Sure.
When we get our right caller.
Okay.
I like to pop the pop quiz on Brian, too.
Yeah.
All right. Right.
What?
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
All right. So you've heard of OK Boomer, but OK Zoomer is the thing now. And it's not an insult. It's a dating site.
Okay.
This girl, Ileana Valdez, a junior at Yale University, started this dating site. It matches singles based on personality only. That's going to take off. No photos are included. And then subscribers find out their matches on a Saturday night, then go on Zoom dates, which they call zooking up.
Zooking up, boy. It must be fun to be a college kid these days.
Not these days, but there's some way to meet somebody. And within 2 hours of launching OK Zoomer, the 20-year-old founder said they had about 4,000 signups.
It's brilliant. Is she going to get paid for this?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it's an app.
I love it.
People get paid for that stuff?
Well, sure. If you do it right.
Right. She seems to be doing it right.
I don't know. I'm a boomer. Is that what happens?
OK Boomer. Don't go on OK Zoomer.
OK Zoomer.
Otherwise, it's weird.
No boomers on Zoomer?
Dad!
Good to know.
Get off my Zoom date.
All right, Brian Bell, what do you
have? Well, you could probably do that from the safety of your home because, you know, yesterday we had crazy lightning, and we're going to get some more lightning today. My kids were very worried because I had to go outside and get our dinner off the grill.
Yeah.
Probably not the best thing to do in a lightning storm, but I actually have the list of everything that people have been doing when they've been struck and killed by lightning in the last 13 years. Mm-hmm. 227 deaths in the last 13 years.
Okay.
Okay. Number one activity, fishing.
Okay.
Holding the pole, maybe out in a boat, out in the middle.
It's metal.
Not good. Out at the beach, number two. Camping, number three. And that's right in there with riding a bike or motorcycle, ATV. Not great ideas. Basically, being outside, bad idea. Even just walking to your house from the car, you should wait it out.
Really?
Stay
not
inside
good.
And wait it out.
Not good.
And, you know, and it even has on here roofing. I mean, really? Who's roofing during a lightning storm?
I'm glad that you made that list because, honestly, Dave Falcone will go outside during a lightning storm to, like, I don't know, grab the barrels of something.
Metal?
It can wait.
And no, they're not metal, but like
get some metal ones.
But I always freak out and start yelling, like, get inside the house. Yeah. And then he's like, what's your problem?
What's your problem?
Yeah.
He says that to you?
He doesn't say that, like, mean.
Oh, okay.
He's like, it's fine. And now
he says,
can say it's not.
Babe, what's the matter?
Yes, that's what he
says. More like that.
Babe, what's the matter, baby? Did I scare you, honey?
Boy, that day.
Stay inside.
It sounds a lot better than, what's your problem?
Yeah, what's your problem? He's from Jersey, you know.
It does. All right. Let's do this. Let's have a little pop quiz.
Oh, boy.
Or as I used to say at my old show, a Bob quiz.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I'm glad you don't do that anymore.
No, no.
Thank God. I won't have it. That's where I leave.
I won't do that again.
Bob quiz.
You want to play? Actually, I want you to hold back your answers to this.
Okay, no problem.
All right. There's only one artist who has had a top 40 album in every decade since the 1960s. Okay? He debuted at number two in 1963. He was around in the 70s with some big albums. He had eight in the 70s, four in the 80s. And he had four in the 90s, seven in the 2000s. How about that?
You're kidding me.
He's had incredible success, and he was just denied the number one spot by Lil Baby last week.
I don't understand. This just proves that
who am I talking
people
about?
People have no taste.
All right. Who am I talking about? Brian, do you have a T-shirt for the pop quiz?
Sure.
All right. Who is the only artist that has had a top 40 album in every decade since the 1960s? Okay.
Okay.
First one that gets it right, 888-410-1057, gets a limited edition WROR T-shirt.
I already know the answer.
You think you got it?
No, I know I got it.
You know you got it?
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Brian, you got it?
No, I don't.
No, you don't got it. Well, you're going to need it because we're going to tell you who it is so when you answer the phone. All right, let's see. 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. It's 80s and more. How many people heard that song and thought maybe Elton John's the answer?
Oh, right. Yeah, putting that because you're funny like that. You're very DJ-esque.
What
you'd be like, oh, little, I'll play the song, hinty hint.
Hint, hint, little plot twist
yes,
there.
Yes, right.
Well, you would have been wrong.
Right, I
know. Yeah, that wasn't Elton. Nope, he wasn't around in the 60s, but he came around 1970.
Oh, really?
He would have been a good answer for it.
That's true.
All right, so we're just having a little fun pop quiz. Who is the only artist to have a top 40 album in every decade since the 60s? And he just did it again. Let's see who we got on the phone. Let's start with David, who do you think we're talking about?
I think it's Johnny Mathis.
Johnny Mathis. Wow.
I love Johnny Mathis.
I know you
so much.
You would love
until
Johnny.
The 12th of never. Mm. Oh, okay.
It's not Johnny Mathis. Put the ugly sweater away. It's not Johnny Mathis. No, no.
Oh,
good guess, though.
Sorry,
I'm going to go put on my Johnny Mathis records.
Please
by the
don't.
Way.
No. Okay. All right. Gary, who's your guess?
Hey, my guess is Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett.
That's a really good guess because of the Lady Gaga stuff going on. But that's not right.
It's not Tony Bennett. Not Tony.
He was a dog, by the way.
What a shame.
Tony Bennett was a dog.
Was he really?
Yes.
Oh, I love those
apparently.
Stories. I like to hear that.
I'll tell you later.
All right, good. All right, it's not Johnny. It's not Tony. Hi, ROR.
Good morning. This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. How you doing?
Not bad.
Lynn, you don't sound like you got any energy today. You need squeeze.com.
I'm still waking up.
She needs some squeezed LBF.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll get you going.
She does. It'll get you going.
Yeah.
I squeezed in the morning.
Mm-hmm. You're a good squeeze.
All right. Who do you think it is?
Bob Dylan.
Did you say the exact artist is Bob Dylan?
Yes.
Yes.
You got it.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan. Isn't that crazy?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, she's awake.
Look at that. Yeah, it's Bob Dylan. His new album.
Yeah, I know. The music laureate.
Yeah.
Whoa. You're a music laureate?
He is.
Oh, he is. Okay, I thought I was
Do you like
say.
His stuff?
I like some of his stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tangled Up in Blue. Oh. Hurricane Carter. Good stuff. Lay, Lady Lay.
I was listening to Randy Newman 12:35 yesterday morning.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry, what?
Oh, she's listening to Randy
I was listening to Rainy Day Women 12:35 yesterday morning.
Oh, all right.
At breakfast.
Wow, I didn't get any of that, but that's good. Lynn, would you like a WROR t-shirt for your collection?
Yes, I would.
You got it. I'm not allowed to
Thank
ask you the size. LBF has to ask you what size you'd like.
What size would you like, Lynn?
I would like a large, please.
That's what I like,
you
too.
You got
right,
it.
Gotcha.
All right, Lynn, hang on. Thank you for listening, okay?
You're welcome.
All right, she said what about Rainy? Oh,
she listened to the Rainy Day Women.
Oh, the song Rainy Day Women.
I like
it's
Chances
a good day
are.
For it.
He doesn't
chances,
sing that,
Bob
right?
Dylan is not
Chances are. Are. Oh, jeez.
Oh, good oh. Lord.
Now I'm going to look there up some Johnny Mathis
yeah,
song.
No, no, this was about
Misty,
Bob.
A great one.
It was
okay,
Bob's moment.
I get it. Bob Dylan, blah, blah, blah.
All right,
<bye. laughs> All right, we're going to give you some traffic now.
Please.
Brought to you by Lowe's.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.